Hey, it's Overslept with Chris Laker. I am your host, Chris Laker. It's episode 57. April Fools, you dumb motherfuckers, it's episode 55. I got you. You all fell for that shit. It's April 1st. You can't believe anything anybody says today. It's a fun day for everyone. Sure, Google will have up their annual gag. And everybody, Jesus, it's 9:47 a.m. Which is, I'm not usually up at this hour. I don't know why I'm up. I was up late last night. I was up till like 3 in the morning. I mean, that's not super, it's late enough that you would think I'd sleep past 9:47. And truth is, I've been up for a little while. I mean, just laying in bed because I'm like, I'm not getting up now. And I don't really feel like recording unless I'm going to get up. You know, so I'm like laying here, like trying to just fall back asleep. And I'm like, it's not happening. I think I should record an episode and go outside, take a walk over to the Daily Grind. If you guys are in the Virginia Beach area, come over to the Daily Grind. I'm going to be, well, it's too late now that you're listening to this. Not if you listen to this as soon as it goes up. I will probably still, that's probably when I'll be at the Daily Grind, when you get this. But if you like waited a day, if this is now April 3rd, man, you're going to have to go to my local Starbucks on the Upper West Side. I don't think anybody living in New York listens to this. I don't know. I feel like you're all scattered all over the place, but nobody's in New York City. At least nobody that wants to say, hey, I listen to the show, I enjoy it, you know. This Week in Jacking, people live in New York City. I know. I see them. I meet them out in the streets. Very rarely. Well, I mean, to get recognized from a podcast, that's hard. But I have. I've had a couple people. Not recently, though. Whatever. It's fun to get recognized on the street. Because it happens never to me. It's happened so few times. But so it's like, holy shit. I'm like more excited than anybody. So here I am in Virginia Beach, day two, yesterday was bananas here. There's like, I woke up yesterday when I was like, oh, it's cloudy outside, but it's not bad, I'll just go outside. It was a fucking, like, hurricane, typhoon. It's just pouring rain. And then it lets up a little bit. I don't have an umbrella. I didn't bring an umbrella. I didn't have, like, you know, some hotels, they have umbrellas in the front. But because it's not like this isn't, I don't know, because I guess we're not, like, in the middle of a city. They don't think to have umbrellas hanging around the front desk. Or they don't feel like losing 100 umbrellas every time. Maybe it rains a lot here. I don't even know. So, I did went out in the rain and went over to get some coffee and stuff. Then it just got worse and worse. It like let up for like a little while. And it's just like, it's pouring fucking rain. And Mike got here yesterday and he got all delayed and shit. And he like left something back in New York. He left something back in New York, and I was like, dude, I'll go, because it stopped raining. I thought it was over. And he just needed, like, these little fucking post-it flags things. It's not a big deal, but he's, like, busy doing some other shit that he needed to do for the show, because he forgot some stuff back in New York. And I was like, dude, there's a Target right over there. I'll run over there and get those Post-it flag things for you. Because I'm a good dude. I'm a solid motherfucker. I see somebody needs help. A friend in need. Or whatever. But I didn't realize it was like it had started up worse than ever. It was just pouring harder than ever. So I got really wet going over to the mall. And then I bought an umbrella and the Post-it things. So now I got a solid umbrella. I got a real, most of my umbrellas are like the $3, like cheapo ones that break all the time. Got me a totes, solid totes. So I'm pretty happy about that. My shoes might still be wet, but and I came through on the Post-it things. So, and then I made sure to let my, because it's weird, like in the hotel, you don't really, like in your room, you don't realize, like it's like crazy outside. So I had to make sure he knew. I was like, dude, it's just pouring and flooding outside, and I got these, which kind of takes away from the gesture a little bit when you have to tell somebody, you know, that would be like, I learned that from my grandma. My dad's mom, not my mom's mom. My mom's mom wouldn't do this type of shit. My mom's mom was the nice grandma, and my dad's mom was the mean grandma. It's weird how that works out for a lot of people. I didn't even know that that was a thing until I was a kid, and I heard a comedian on television talk about that idea. You got your good grandma and your shitty grandma. I was like, fuck, that! I got that too. I didn't realize that was a universal thing, that one of your grandmas is going to be angry. Well, my angry grandma, she would get me a Christmas gift, and it would be this thing of like, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, I remember one Christmas, I was like, I want a champion sweatshirt. That was like a thing to get, you know? That was like a thing that people wanted. And then I got it, and my grandmother, she's like, I opened it up at Christmas. I'm like, oh, thanks, Grandma. This is great. You know? And then she's like, you know what I went through to get that sweatshirt. I went to this store. I went to that store. They didn't have it. They didn't have it. They didn't. I went all over. I was like, well, thanks. But now I get it. She didn't want me to just think, oh, you just went to one store. I want you to know what I went through. So I did that to Mike. I'm sure my grandmother was looking down on me saying, you see? Maybe she's looking down at me now. Hearing me say she's my mean grandma. Fuck. Shows last night were fun. People came out even in the flooding, in the tornadoes. There was a tornado. The manager of the club said there was a tornado by his house. But shows were real fun. I did a joke that didn't. It went over fine, but it is about transgender people in the bathroom. And like, I don't do like a bunch of like political material. It's just a funny joke, and it's kind of an older joke about transgender being a complicated word, whatever. I kind of rewrote it with the bathroom bill stuff in it. And I did it in North Carolina. People went bananas for it. They went crazy for it. They loved it. And like Mike's audience is so like liberal. And he kind of was like, oh, you know that? I really like that joke. I was like, oh, I'll do it in the next show. Not like he's telling me what to do. He just brought it up. And he thought it was lead. you know, we're talking about the show. And Mike's really cool. He watches my sets and shit. It's really insane. Like, there's not a lot of... I mean, I don't think... If I was a headliner like Mike, I would not watch my fucking opener's act to the degree that he watches mine. It's really nice. And they really kind of held back on me in this weird way. And it was like... And it got me... I was like, I shouldn't do this joke here anymore. Because it's like I get angry. Like, oh, man. When I think that there's... Because there was... I could hear like a little rumbling. It wasn't like most of the people there, but a little rumbling with a percentage of the people there that were like... worried about transgender people using the bathroom. It bummed me out a little bit about... It more bummed me out because I get rageful. But I didn't... get rageful on stage. I kind of just brushed over it and went on with the show, and then they love the rest of it because I'm a piece of shit and they like it. But it, so it didn't like lose. It wasn't like a turn. It was just like it bums me out that those people that they just want they. It's like in 40 years from now when Disney makes a movie about this time in America, do you think that these bathroom people are going to be the heroes? They're not. It's impossible. Like, that's the thing. Like, for social issues, I think it's a think about, they're going to make that movie. They're going to make the movie. That's what Disney does, right? And you want to be on Denzel's side. Whatever side Denzel is on in that movie, you want to be on that side. I guess it'll be, in 40 years, you can't really expect Denzel to still be playing the lead. He looks fantastic, guaranteed, you know, but I mean, he's going to be, how old is Denzel? He looks amazing. But he's got to, in 40 years, let's see, Denzel, he is 62, so he'll be 102, 62, Jesus fuck, that's a good 62, man. Well, we all know Denzel looks amazing for his age. Maybe he'll still be, he might still, maybe at 102, he'll still be rocking it. Still be starring. So that was my thought. I know I talk about this bathroom bill a lot. It comes up a lot on the show. I won't talk about that much anymore. I don't know. It might be transgender people listening to this show. Maybe you appreciate an ally. Or do I sound like an asshole that has to keep going on and on about somebody else's struggle? I don't know. I don't think I sound like an asshole. And I'm pretty self-deprecating. I'm pretty hard on myself. Am I hard on myself? A little bit. I mean, I think I'm a piece of shit, but I do think I'm better than everybody else. And I don't do anything about it, about the piece of shit part. I don't eat carbs. I do that. I don't know. I'm not going to worry about if I'm hard on myself right now. It's Saturday. I'm laying in a hotel bed. Blackout curtain still drawn most of the way. I'll probably fall asleep. I'll probably, yeah, doing this podcast will probably make me fall back asleep. And that'll be good. So maybe, it's like, it's now 10:01 a.m. But, like, if you don't see this podcast, if you were, like, eagerly awaiting the show, it didn't show up until, like, 3 in the afternoon, it's because I fell back asleep. And I'm sorry if you went to the Daily Grind to find me and then I wasn't there. But I, I had a tweet. It was about that thing I talked about yesterday, Pietro, about that Mount Erie house. Loved hearing your thoughts on the song. I barely made it past the first song. The melancholy and realness was too much. Yeah, no shit. Okay, favorite. I just favorited your tweet, Pietro, live on the show. Yeah, the Mount Erie album is really sad. Oh, let's see. News? I don't feel like calling anybody. And it's too early to call people on a Saturday. 10 to 2 a.m. Oh. Ivanka Trump. No thanks. Ooh, celebrity scoop. Pamela Anderson may be. Maybe romance. Okay. This is like, I got to open this up. It's got a picture of Pamela Anderson next to Julian Assange. Sheila. Eminem's all grown up daughter and more of this week's biggest stories. Jodie Sweetin from Full House, ex-fiance arrested multiple times for violating her restraining order. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why would you violate a restraining order? Stay away. She's a national treasure from Fuller House. Jesus. Men are disgusting. I don't know. I don't want to talk about this. This no good fella. Eminem's daughter, Haley Scott. Stunning grown-up photos. Woo the internet. She, she looks like a attractive young lady. It's a weird thing for people to report on. Eminem's daughter is, hot. Where's the thing with... Pamela Anderson plays coy about her maybe romance with Julian Assange? What? She has got, I mean, is that better than Kid Rock? Anderson, she goes to the Ecuadorian embassy in London to, like, hang out with him. Now, Alex Rodriguez confirms he's dating Jennifer Lopez. Well, they're two beautiful people. They deserve to be together. But this Pamela Anderson, Julian Assange thing. Yeah. Maybe, I don't agree with some of the things that man has done concerning this this past election. But if you're able to score Pamela Anderson, I mean, okay, you're telling me 2017 Pamela Anderson, and sure, she still looks quite attractive woman, and he can't leave the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And he still... I mean, you know how hard it is to meet women at the Ecuadorian embassy in London? I don't know how hard it is, but it must be pretty difficult. I mean, you're very limited. Now you got to meet Pamela Anderson in the Ecuadorian embassy in London? Very difficult. That is, I got to tell you... must be next to impossible. Julian Assange did it. maybe he got like some, he was going to WikiLeak on her. He was like, I got your sensitive information. I mean, I don't know what sensitive, we watched her. We all, you know, she had a sex tape with Tommy Lee. Maybe there was another sex tape with somebody that who's, I mean, Kid Rock is pretty bad, but I don't know. Anyway, I'm not accusing Julian Assange of anything. I'm just saying that's a pretty, maybe she's April Fools-ing us. Is she April Fools-ing? No, I don't know. When was this interview? You can't trust anything today. Maybe People Magazine's April Fools-ing me. I'm not trusting anything today. I'm going to ignore it all, and then tomorrow I'll ask again. I'll say, hey, People Magazine, you still telling me that's happening? And oh, you got us. It was April Fool's. I will not be April Fool's-ing anybody today. I won't do it. Because it's mean. Unless it's a nice April. You could do a nice April Fool's. Maybe I'll think of a fun one. Be like, hey, I got you an ice cream cone. Just kidding, April Fools. Oh, I got you double ice cream cone. Double dip. Oh, you got me. But I'm not getting anybody ice cream. I don't know. I was just trying to think of something fun. I'm tired. I'm going back to sleep. I think I'm going to go back to sleep now. Maybe I'll put this up first. I don't know. Getting out of bed seems like a big deal. Well, I think that'll be it for today. I enjoyed talking to you, as I do every day. And I will talk to you tomorrow, unless I am murdered before then. And I only say that because I thought, I was like, oh wow, if I got murdered tonight, I don't expect to, but imagine how creepy this podcast will be if I got murdered. It'll be like, I knew. It was, maybe I do know. Fuck. Is that how that works? People have like a little thing and then they say it. I'm like, I don't know why I said that. It's just crazy. And then it happens, and it's because we're all in this collective unconsciousness. Oh boy, that could be a whole nother episode. Well, hopefully I don't get murdered. I don't expect to. I very much expect there to be an episode 56 tomorrow. So I will see you then. Unless you come by Virginia Beach Funbone tonight. I think the early show might be sold out, but the late show might have a ticket or two. Would love to see listeners at the show, but if you know, you might not live anywhere near there. Rob from Brighton can't make it. I know that. All right, guys. I appreciate all of you, and I'm thankful for your listenership. We love you.